Omar Rabba Babar Huna Teslam Beis. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines from the bottom. Omar Rabba Barabar Huna Nirmu Khosha Bufnim. We have a Mavli. And we have a Lechi that's near mi bachutz, v'shava mi bifnim. On the inside it's not noticeable, but it's noticeable on the outside. So we had different examples. We had the example yesterday. The example yesterday of where it's near mi bachutz, if you have the art scroll, it's diagram A, okay, on page, on the, go back one page. So let me just take some, maybe pass me the tissue boxes. Can you pass me the tissue box? Give me the tissues. Okay. Okay. Here we have the mavi. Here I'm on the inside of the mavi. Here are the two walls. The two walls are coming out. Over here is the Rishus Sarabin. When I look at the mavi, I do not see anything. Where then is the lechi? The lechi is over here. Okay, this little tip recorder is the mavi, is the lechi. So when I am standing inside the mavi, I don't see. The lechi is flush with the wall of the mavi. It's shaveh mibifnim, but it's nireh mibachutz. That's the classic case of shaveh. The ideal lechi is a lechi that's both. That sticks out a little bit on both sides. It sticks out on the inside and sticks on the outside. So on the inside, I can see it. And on the outside, I'm walking, it's also jutting out. That's the ideal lechi. It's near both mibifnim and near mibachutz. If it was flush on the inside, it's not near mibachutz. It's all near mibifnim. If it sticks out on the outside like this, then it's near mibachutz. It's not near mibifnim. So the ideal lechi is it sticks out a little bit both ways. It's against the wall and it sticks out. So on the outside you see something sticking out. On the inside you see something sticking out. But here we have our first example of Rabba Baraf Huna Nira Mibachutz. So it's sticking out on the outside, but it's flush on the inside. V'shav Mibifnim Nidim Mishum Lechi Tzakashu Lechi. Omar Rabba Mosfina Shmait. Now we're going to challenge this from a very complicated sugya, the two different Mavis. Mosfina Shmait. Here we go. Chotzer Kitana Shenifritzo L'Gedoyla Gedoyla Muteris Tugetana. So we have here two different coins, a large one and a small one. The Gemara's one is a very small difference between the two. So really we need the picture. If you have the art scroll, it's very kedai. If you don't, just try to imagine it. We have a small chotzer, and the small chotzer opens into the larger chotzer. Let's look at my this illustration in my Gemara. We have here the two, here the small chotzer, and here is the wide chotzer. Okay, so make believe there are walls. Maybe we just have another few tissue boxes. We can have a real illustration. So, okay, great. And one more tissue box. Okay, great, okay. A whole new way of doing, learning Mesach, a whole new way of learning Mesach to Ervin. Okay, so here we have, okay, here's the, okay, we don't need those walls. So here we have the small, here we have the large. So what is the halacha? So it says here, yeah, this mavi has, let's assume it has, three walls, right? There are three walls. This is the small chatzim. Here is the large chatzim. Make believe there's a wall over here. This chatzim, let's say, is going to be, it's much wider, obviously. This chatzim is smaller. What is the halacha? Is this a shtiyach or this is a shtiyach? So here, going, of course, the situation where they did not make eruv chatzeros with one another. The people that live in this courtyard made their own eruv chatzeros. The people that live in the larger chatzim made their own eruv chatzeros, but they did not join together. If they would have joined together, there's nothing to talk about. It's one large rishus hayachid. Right? If the small joined together with the large, it's one big rishus hayachid. They can carry fully from one to the other, but they did not do so. So here is the halacha. We have over here chotzer kitana shenifritzo ligadoyla gadoyla muteris ugetana asura. Why mibnei shehi kipischa shel gadoyla? We look at the small, like the opening to the gadoyla. So in other words, the people in the large courtyard can carry. The one in the small courtyard cannot carry. Why can the people in the large courtyard carry? They basically have four walls. They have the back wall, that's number one. Number two, number three. And the open opening the Pesach is going to be viewed, this little section here, and this little section here is going to be considered wall number 4, and the gap between here and here is the Pesach. Assuming, of course, that this gap is less than 10 amos. It's less than 10 amos. We have a little shtickle wall here, a little shtickle wall here. So the Gemara at this point holds, you don't even need to be 3 tefach. Even a team, even one tefach is enough. It's all you need is a lechi and a lechi. It's automatically considered to be part of the wall, and that's it. The larger courtyard has 4 walls. What about the inner, the smaller courtyard? It only has 3 walls. It has this wall, and this wall, but there's no fourth wall. There's no fourth wall closing the small courtyard, so it's completely missing the fourth wall. So what's the obvious kasha? Why don't we say that this joint, this section, just like it's considered a wall for the larger courtyard, it should be considered a wall for the smaller courtyard. They'll tell them, but if you're in the smaller courtyard, you do not see it. Einach nami. But it's nearer for them, relative to them, mibachutz, ve'einai nearer mibifnim. So according to Rabbah, Bar Rafuna, that's of the opinion, nida mibachutz v'shava mibifnim is valid, so for the smaller courtyard, it should be 4 walls. There are 3 real walls, and the fourth wall is nireh bibachutz. Okay, so that's the Gemara's kasha. V'imitzok etana nami tishrei b'nireh mibachutz shabifnim. Omanach, here we go, and I guess we'll come, we have to keep cheshmer. Omar Rabbi Zeira. We're going to combine the whole list of details. We're going to make a chalant. We're going to take all different opinions and we're going to put them all together in order to make sense out of this halacha, even though really we hold nira mibachutz v'shave mibifnim is good, and if it was the configurations the way I'm showing it to you here, it's good. I'm showing you the simplest case. It's really good. 1, 2, 3. This part is going to be wall 4 nira mibachutz. You know why it's no good? So let's go one step at a time. Omar Zamar Zera benichnasin kais leketano ligadoyla. The case is going where the walls go all the way in, and not like in this case. In this case, the case is where I'm going to move it over a little bit, like this. Okay, so you have to make believe there's a little section of wall over here. Okay, make believe it's closed over here. It's closed over here, right? And it's closed over here. So the walls are not flush. If the walls were flush up against here, then it would not be a much thing you can say it's in the hoods. They're not. They extend all the way in, and so that's not called nira mibachutz. That's not called a real wall. Let's see a little more. V'nichnasin, chosle gitano, v'gidoylo. So the Gemara says, so what? Just because they come in, we should make believe they're closed, they're connected. What's the rule of the lechi? The lechi, if you want to say lechi is going to be kosher, lechi has to be flush up against the wall, against the wall you want to use, but it's not. The Gemara says, so why don't we say, well, but since we assume there's less than 3 talking between what's coming in over here, we should say, well, the lame will not look, it is strange, the Gemara says, think about the company. The mitzvah yituva, the time the reason why we're not getting silah is because the gap, the break between where the wall enters and this wall is more than 3 tefachim. The atani rab adavar alimu, kami yom chalina, the time of the esna, that's not the case. The case here is very clearly going where the larger courtyard is only 10 amos, and the smaller courtyard the larger is 11 amos, the smaller is 10 amos. The difference between the smaller and the larger is 1 amo. If it's 1 amo, what is an amo? 6 tefachim. We have to divide 6 among the 2 sides and get each one 3. We have to deduce the thickness of the wall with the least of mashu, which then means that after you finish the wall, there's going to be less than 3 tefachim between the edge of the wall and the larger courtyard. Then the smaller courtyard is, from wall to wall, is 10. The larger courtyard from wall to wall is 11. 1 amma is 6 tefachim. 6 tefachim divided by 2 is 3 and 3. Even if the wall does, so even if we want to say that there's space,
the thickness of the wool is going to be at least a mashavu, and the only difference between here and here and here and here is going to be one amma, only going to be three tefachim. When we forget about the thickness of the wool, it's going to be less than three tefachim, so we can say lo. Don't tell me this why we can't say that that is near the mikvah, because the wool will say lo. The suit of the left is near the bachos, that's only when the left is near the wall. Is it near the wall on the outside of this case? It's not near the wall, it's more than it's not true. The case is really less than 3 tefachim away from the wall. And the way that I know that is because of this member, of our Tony of Adoram Barbari, Kame Dureli Chanina, Kotan of the Eser, Gedola, the Achas, Esher 11. So that was the Kasha, so why not on Ravina? So Ravina says, in the Chanami, the case is going to be flawed in the Kursal Zed Mishnayim, and the Kursal Zed Bedalit. New answer is, you're right, the small is 10, the larger is 11, the gap is gone, you have 6 talking to play around with. We're not going to divide it 3 and 3, we're going to divide it 4 and 2. So Enoch Nami on one side you will have love, but you're not going to have love on the other side. So you'll show the way in it, how many lefties do you really need to be battle of Kotzer? If a mother you only need one lefty, a chora and a mother Kotzer, you also only need one lefty. The label love you will have us in this grade. The Gemara now says the third and fourth ingredient. What was the third and fourth ingredient? Rebbe he gomar the Enon Shnei Hasim. You have to have two lefties. The title of Rice of Hetzer, because the Hasef of Hetzer is going to have a time in one board. Rebbe Leyer, the Shnei Hasim. So what we have in this picture should be a little bit of Soyuz. So the combination of all the touch of the beginning of the book is to come together and make sense of Rice. We start off with the Soyuz of Rebbe Malikis, and Rabba Bar Avua is of the opinion that on Rabba Bar Avua, Mira Bimachot, the Shava Bimifnir is a kosher moment. That's the thing. Mira Bimachot, Mitzah Bimachot is flush, you don't see it, but only see it from the outside. It's A-N-K. Kasha. What's the Kasha? We have a Brysa. The Brysa discuss a small chutzah opening up into a larger chutzah. And what does it say? The larger chutzah is mutter, because the larger chutzah has 4 real walls, the back wall, wall 1, wall 2, and the thickness of the wall of the small chutzah is served as wall number 4. And the gap in between will serve as the Pesach. What does it say in the... So fine, so the outside is fine, but the inner, in the smaller courtyard, is no good. Why? It only has 3 walls. When you're in the inner courtyard, what do you see? I only see wall 1, 2, 3. I don't see a 4th wall. What's the first kasha? Why is there only 3 walls? We have a 4th wall that is a part of the principle of round the barafira, near any bachos, the shavar is nim. This little shtickle here will be, just like this little shtickle over here, there's going to be a wall for the outer courtyard, for the bigger courtyard, there should also be a wall for the smaller courtyard with the principle of near the hoods. So what is the point, sir? Whole compassion. The emesis, Rabba Barafuna is correct. Nira, Nibachos, Ashava, Nibachim is kosher. Not in this case. Number one, the situation here is a large chutzah is 1 amma more than the smaller chutzah. The small is 10, the large is 11. How many more tefachim do we have? 6. 6 tefachim. Big difference. How are we dividing the 6 tefachim? The Chiddush of Ravina. Ravina says we're dividing it with 4 and 2. Not equal. Not putting the small right smack in the middle. We're moving the small to the side. It's going to be on one side 4, on the other side 2. That means less Kiddush. Rabbi Zera says the walls are not touching. There is a gap. Here is the wall of the outer courtyard. And here is the wall of the outer courtyard. And again, at the outer courtyard, you have to make it, the outer courtyard really has 4 walls. Because it goes like this. The wall of the outer courtyard goes, and it's pretty close. When you're on the larger courtyard, you have 4 walls. But the only time you can say
Now this larger courtyard has four walls. It has the back, the left, the right. Where's the fourth wall? The fourth wall really is over here. It's from the south, it's the fourth wall. The inner courtyard has four walls, but you cannot use this wall as near as you got close. Why? Because all the time you can say to the courtyard is in this front of the deck. It's not Nirvi Bachos. Why is this not called Nirvi Bachos? Because it's just in. It's not flush against the outer wall. Nirvi Bachos is only good if the wall you have a lechi. This is a wall. Right? This is, you have to have a special lechi. This is not called a lechi because it's just jutting in. The only time we can consider this the lechi is if it would be flush up against this wall. Those are the rules. Okay, the rules are, it has to, in order for this to be called the Nirvi Bachos, it has to be up against this wall. The only thing we can consider against this wall is if it's actually existing up against this wall, or it's at least above the wall. It's neither. A gap of four tefach. Now, even though there's a gap before it's talking, it's not going to be a problem for the larger courtyard, because the larger courtyard does have a closure further down over here.
But how wide?
For talking. But that thing that's further down over here is not sufficient. It's not sufficient to serve as a levy for this courtyard, because it's too far away. It's not up against, it's not close enough towards the wall. So we don't have a lechi for the inner courtyard, not even on the outside, because there's a gap of four tefachim between the end of the wall and the other wall. That's more than longer. And we get a roll of history that's coming in, and it's four on one side, and we're coming in, so what? So we have a piece. On this side, we have a kosher lechi, because on this side, it's flushing against the wall. That's not going to help us, because we're also following the vision already that you need a pass on a lefty on the both sides, on the left and the right. So even though our configuration is we have at least six truck more on the larger courtyard than the small courtyard, and then we have so we've got six, so you can say three and three. And three and three is going to be low because you have to be up against the wall. Yeah, that would be all fine and good if the smaller courtyard was put right smack in the center. But that's not the situation. The situation is it's pushed to one side, more on the other. It's two on one side, two on the other side. So two on one side, that's only the service of this courtyard. Not even a sharp gear in the foot. But on the other side, it's four. It's more than lower. So it's not valid to be nearly the foot. We only have one. So now this is, we don't have this position. Both ends, we're both trying to solve. This Raisa is not a kasha on Rava Bar Rav Huna. Rava Bar Rav Huna can maintain his position near any backwards. The shovel in the flint is kosher. And the only reason why the case of the Raisa is small, the large, the small is also, is because we're really combining four different facts. The color is extremely desperate. It's a very desperate measure. Combine four different solutions in order to salvage a chiddush of Nehoira, Rav, Bar Huna. Number one, we're like ready. You have to have a double pass. Number two, we also have to make it clear that we're dealing with it's 11 and verse 10. I don't want to go to verse 10. Number three, we're going out to Aviva, where it's not in the center. It's pushed to one side and on the other side. Number four, we're going like a Zera, where the walls are coming in. The walls are stepping forward and it's got flush underneath the wall. We combine the Zera, Aviva, Rebbe, plus the fact that it's 11 verse 10. Then the bottom line is, we don't have a situation of Nira, Midachos, Veshava, Lilithi.
So far, without modification.
What? How large must the lefty be in the chutzpah? And you only have three walls, and you want to close the wall, how wide must the lefty be? 1 tefach or 3 tefach? So if you hold that the lefty must be on both sides, 3 tefachim, Rabbi Zera, and we do not follow this extreme tradition of Rabbi Zera. The point of Rabbi Zera was what? That the wall of the small juts in, right? It's not flush with the wall of the outer quarter. Without Rabbi Zera, how would you figure that it's a larger quarter? Like this. Just like this. The smaller opens up into the large. The only distance between here and there is. The difference between here and here is three tefachim, right? Because this is 10, and this is 11. So here's three tefachim here, it's perfect. Three tefachim here. You have here wall 1, wall 2, wall 3. Where's my fourth wall from the larger courtyard? Here. Three tefachim here. And it's nearer as you got in at the dunk of the gate. Outside is perfect. Inside, no good. I have 1, 2, 3. I don't have a lefty on the inside. Although you'll tell me I have a lefty by looking at the other side of the woods. No, we don't hold my belief. So if you have a little question and Rav the Bar Fulik is incorrect, and Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi, you have exactly 3 tefachim here. 3 tefachim here, and that's exactly, now it makes perfect sense. You don't hold Rebbe Zero, which says the case over jumps in, Ud Ravina, and we don't hold Ud Ravina where it's 4 and 2, not 3 and 3. Mishum Hachi, now early makes perfect sense. Mishum Hachi, you understand why the time of this, and the small courtyard is 10, and the Dodo Yachas Esrei, and the larger is 11. Mishum Rebbe Sotlo Krabios, you have to have 3 and 3. Why did we set aside the case of the Brysa of 10 and 11? Because the difference between 10 and 11 is 1 hour. 1 hour translates into 6 tefachim. 6 tefachim is here on one side and on the other side. You need to have 2 lefties, a lefty for the left, lefty for the right. You should only have 3 tefachim in your business. Everything makes perfect sense. Why the case is 10 and 11? Ever. But if you're going to come with this convenient case of where? Really, we hold Mira, the Bachot, the Shava, the Finin is good. And therefore, when you leave the case the way we have it, just like this, 11, 10, 3, 3, not only is it good on the outside, it's good on the inside also, but that's a contradiction of advice, because the advice is it's not on the inside. The only way we can make sense out of this is to say, Rebbe Zera, which comes in, and we're going to make it 2 and 4. We're going to shift everything over. If that's correct, we no longer need to call on 2, 10, and 11. We can say the same finish if it's going to be 10 and 20. If it's going to be even 10 and 10 and a half. Manafshach. If you want to tell me Nirem, Bachot, the Shava, is no good. Oh, everything is perfect. Here's the case. This is the bare minimum. The bare minimum. 10 and 11. 10 is no good, because we don't have on the outer and the inside. 11 is good. You know why? This is the bare minimum when 11 is good. 3 good rules, 3 tefachim here, 3 tefachim here, we got the bare minimum. But now that you tell me, you know, as you hear it, the shav, everything is also good, and we have to readjust everything in order to make it come out that it's good rules, that it's good on the outside. Why do we need still the numbers 10 and 11? We can make the numbers completely different. Ella Yamartas, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, it's good. And the reason why in this case the Bryce says it's no good is because who do Rabbi Zera? Rabbi Zera's case, the Kinta, where the rules are coming in, they're not, they're coming just in the middle, and who do Rabbi Zera? We're not going to say love because it's going to be 4 and 2, Esau. Rabbi loves some love Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi does not hold like Rabbi Yossi, which means you only need to have one lechi. Okay, you only need one lechi, which will then mean that the larger courtyard book. The reason why the larger courtyard is good is because, not like I told you, you don't need this anymore. Forget about this now. You don't need to come up with that. It's not going to make a difference. Because we have 1, 2, and we have here this. Less than 10 one side, we should be more likely to close off larger quarters. It's all we need. So we're going to go to the Yossi. The Dorimah, the Achas, as shown normally. Why do I need the magic number 10 and 11? The Manasha. If the whole Tafkid is with the Shrine, with the Dorimah, Kossi, one of the Dorimah, the Eser, you don't need to have the point is we only need the last one. Right, if that was our case, now we have to complete. Complete model.
Take off the camera.
Okay? Complete model. Inside, outside. What's the chiddush? The outer one, it says the device, outer one is mutter. The inner one is awesome. Why is the outer one mutter? Because we have four walls. 1, 2, this by 4 wall. Here. How big must this wall be? How big? Well, what does the Braisa say? What does the Bema say? The inside is 10. The big one is 11. Why? Because what's the difference 10 and 11? 1. What's 1? 6 tefachim. What's 6 tefachim? 3 tefachim here, 3 tefachim here. Why 3 tefachim? Because Rebbe, Sovlo Krebi Yossi, you need a passive gimel tefachim. I need 3 tefachim here, 3 tefachim here. So we understand why it was absolutely necessary to say 10 and 11. And all people ask me, but if that's really true, the inside should be also kosher, because the inside has a nira bibachut. Nira bibachut is no good. No good. That's not what the bride says. What does the bride say? The bride says the small one is no good, the large one is good. It's exactly no good, because nira bibachut is no good. That's just that the fact is true. So if you don't have a nira bibachut, is indeed going to be good. So then it's all for sure that makes sense. Because it's going to be good. The only way to make it no good is to say the case is like this. Right, the case has to be like this. Something like that, taking this point over here, like this. And here we have two, there's two here, and we have four here. So here we knock it out. We don't have a mobut. And we don't have a mirror and bachutz. There is a mirror and bachutz. Right, this is not a mirror and bachutz. If it juts in, it doesn't look like a wall. The wall is always closed. If it's open like this, that's not called mirror and bachutz. Or why don't we say mobut? So one is four. Here it's only 2 years, it's only four. So why then are we saying the case is 10, 11? Manasha. We can say that the larger one will be kosher if the larger one will be kosher if it's going to be 10 and 2 tzvachim. I'm going to say the larger one. So the doyle of the achas eshelon. Why do we have to have to be? It must be the whole tablet. The only practice is one of the tablets. The larger one is good. Because if the Esser Shnei Tzvachim Tzadik, if it's sufficient to tell me a halacha, where the larger one was 10 and 2 Tzvachim. So this is 10, the small one is exactly 10, and this one is 10 and 2 Tzvachim. So we have 1, 2, 3, Tefachim, Tefachim, that's enough.
Just Tefach on one Tefach on each side?
Yes.
That 2 Tzvachim?
No, not 2 Tzvachim. Tefach, we have total of the distance, the difference between the small one and the small one. How big?
10.
The large is 10 and 2 Tzvachim. Because on the left, it needs to be at least 1 Tefach. So I have 1 Tefach over here, and 1 Tefach over here. And so that would be enough. That's the only thing that we want to look. That is the only halach we want in the Chadash. Is that the larger one is good, and we don't know the Rebbe, there's no need to say the number is 10 and 11. It's a big Chiddush to say 10 and 1 Tefach. They're associated with the Sabbath. You know, listen to the Tanya Rasi, if you want to say the case that the small one is not good, because of Zera, it's jutting in, because we're not going to save the story of the mirror of the Achor, the Shavu, the Rebbe, why are we limiting it down to 10 and 11? The initial time comes to the Shmi and the Mikra Tulo. Why 10 and 11? The Halach will be true, even if it's a small novel, that's not 10, and the larger is 15. If the larger is 15, it's no good because you don't have four walls. So what's the purpose of this number 10 and 11? The numbers 10 and 11 only make perfect sense if we want to say Nira, Nivachot, the Shava, Nivachim is no good, and the whole life, when you see each left needs to be 3 times, and we have it on the Yola, and we don't have it in the Kitabah. So basically, the Gemara is saying is this whole Mikatimsa is all very nice and fine, but it doesn't explain why we're giving the numbers 10 and 11. The numbers 10 and 11 only make perfect sense if the Rosh Hashanah year and the Rosh Hashanah year is no good, and the larger one is good because it just barely made. We don't tell these years that the Rosh Hashanah year is going to be good, and we have to construct a very strange kind of model where it's jutting in. And we're not going to come on to the level, that's the purpose, then there's no purpose in telling us the numbers 10 to 11. 10 to 11 don't do anything for us. El Lashah, that's the deep, near the Achos, the Shah, the King, Aiden, Yibra, Mashiach, Shemah, Yibra. Let us see Rashi a little bit. Let us clarify it from the small points. El Yamar is written in Rashi, Yibra, Hamas, Philip. The Dagrash and Yomas, the Elohim Yomar to Mir Yomakos. Okay, it's right across the side. And you're going to tell Mir Yomakos, Mahari, the Kana, the Asiva, Hain, Tain, the Shetik, the Isra, the Mir Yomakos, to the Chavas, the Shuri, the Yomakos, the Yomakos, the Lech Allah, the Shemakos, the Afilah, the Dermot, the Shtar, the Tzkun, the Dermot, 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 If you're going to tell me, Nira Nibachutz, the Shavar Nibifnim is good, because the very point of the Torah, okay, is going to be good. That should be our case. Here is a small, exactly 10. Here is a larger. It's going to be a rabbit. You're going to tell me that it's going to be good, that such type of mogli is a good mogli, so it's such a good thing inside, you've got to cut. How do you make the inside no good? You have to say that it's a zero, it's coming in, and we're not going to be able to connect this to the wall because we're more than bottles. But what does it say? Here's the critical point. It's still between here and here, it's still how much? It's still 11. How many talking over here? 2. How many talking over here? 4. Wait a minute. There are only 2 tzorchim here. Why is this good? You need for wood to be mounted in a larger courtyard, you need to have 2 lechis. Each lechi must be a very minimum of 3 tzorchim. You only have 2, you only have 4 here. So here you also really have to combine the product for a group of here, but here's only 2. Why is it good 2 on this side? It must then be the 4. So you now you put yourself in a very difficult position. Say that it looks like a zero, but it's joined in. At its 4 by Ravina, the automatically takes you down to at least 2 over here. That's less than 3. That means you don't need to have a lefty of 3. If that's correct, why bother to make the case going where it's 10 and 11. You can now go even less. You can go down and make this only 1 on one side. And you can make this just a little bit more than Lovewood on this side. That's the master of the fact. I'll look at this actually. Gedol bi'al tzayosef yosef hanes shmiro la'goyfa achas amelodi in shalom yero the ma'amin shem shnei tzayim kasim the eser shnei tzayim start you want to know this because some of the deals you don't need to have 3 and 3 you don't need to have 6 so just say we're going to have 1 here and then on the other side we're going to have
What about the one over here?
It's more than one. So this little thing cannot count. This is too far away to count. We don't have it. So it's no good. So what's the kasha? If this really what he wanted to teach me, this is so that this is no good. And this is good. You want to be precise if you are of the opinion that near or near course, the shell of him is good. And we don't call him Yossi, you need to be. We should have said 10 and 10 and
5.
That's really Rashi brings out the sermon tomorrow. That's what it should have said. And what did it say? It says 10 and 11. What's 10 and 11? So if you want to tell him, you know that you put out the Kiddush, that the larger one is good. Forget about the new one. Good, not good. Then all you need to teach him is that the outer one is 10 and 2 tefach. If you want to bring out a Kiddush of the inner core, forget about that. If the inner one is no good, why are you giving me funny numbers? 10 and 11. Say 10, 20. Right? You have a little courtyard. It opens up into a big courtyard. I have a case like this, right? Open up a big courtyard. I will say the small one is, the other one is 20. The small is no good. Forget about the outer one. The small is no good. What's this funny number? Oh, you want to be precise? You want to put the two together. And the inner one is going to be good. And the outer one is not. The inner one is going to be no good. The outer one is going to be good. Oh, if you really want to be precise, Rashi follows through. Then you should have said 10 and 4. Because you didn't say 10 and 4 tzachim, that would be the precise example. 10 and 4 tzachim, like a zera, the jutsim. We're going to have 4 on one side, 3 and really 3.5 on one side, to get rid of this. You can't say mavut, so you can't say near mavut. We need at least a chatsi tefach on the other side, or then we should have the lechi for the larger one, and then we need business. But it didn't say that in the braisi either. The braisi said 10-11. The only thing that makes sense, 10-11, is to say that you hold, you hear, you got thoughts, the shovel, it is no good. Like Rabba, like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabba Barafuna. And the hinge of 10-11 is because Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi, we need two lechis, each lechi must be 3 tzachim. Perfect! It's in perfectly. The small is no good. There's no lechi. Near Machot is no good. The large is good. Because it just made it. 3 and 3. That's the whole thing. So Sach HaKol, to recap very quickly. We have here a Machlekes, Rabba, Barafuna, and Rabbi Yochanan, Nida, Nidachos, and Shom. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says it's good. The challenge is the Brice. The Brice, the Chotzer Ketana, Chotzer Gedol. The Chotzer Ketana is good, is no good. Chotzer Gedol is good. Along comes the Membra, the Membra says the case is 10 and 11. What in the world is going on? If you can tell me 10 and 11, if you can tell me the Soy number 1, that the author of the Brice is read the whole thing of Yossi, the Yid, 3 and 3, per and! Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Nid and Rechut is no good. The Brice is perfect. Perfect. The outer one is good, because you just barely made it. You got 3 and 3. 10 and 11 is going to be very perfect. In the one is no good. Why is it no good? Because Rabbi Yochanan, even though he had a near Rechut, it's not going to help, it's not going to solve the problem. But what did that according to Rabbi? I have a solution. Maybe Zero. So Zero? Jackson. Right? That's what? Ravina. It's not in the center. We're going to move 2 here and 3 and 4 here. Right? 2 here and 4 here. We don't want to have love. So you have over here on one side, you're talking about the other side. On the other side, you don't have a mirror because the wall comes right in. When you're inside, you don't see a lachi. You just see a wall. You don't see a lachi. So it's no good. And don't tell me, oh, we're going to have it. It's going to be considered another because it's going to be flush with love. You don't have love. Ravina will push it to the side. But that automatically has to mean, what's the sacrifice? What's the sacrifice? If you're going down, it's going to be 2 and 4. You don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Because you only have 2, you don't have 3. And Gilgamesh says you need 3 and 3. That's a very good sacrifice. So that's how Rav Bar Fudo will solve the problem. It's Taka 10, 11. We'll be holding the Zera. We'll be holding the Ravina. We'll move it over. And we're not going to hold by Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says ridiculous. If you want to say such a mahalach, what's the number 10 and 11? The number 10 and 11 doesn't make any sense. If you want it, the inner teaching, the outer one is good, tell them. Forget about the inner one, the larger one is good. Just tell them 10 and 2 tefachim. 10 and 2 tefachim, because you don't want to know it. You want to tell them the inner one is no good. So tell them a little subsect. Tell them something which is clear cut. Yeah, small one that's 10, a large one that's 20. The inner one, the inner side, doesn't have anything that's no good. Oh, you want to be precise? If you really want to be precise, you should have told me 10. It didn't say that. We have to go back to the Ikar, which appears to be 10, 11, near the Mahfud, this is no good. And we hold up that verse. We don't even come out to Zera, and then we come out to Vina. That's the Gemara in the next. We don't want to talk. I think we've got to go and slowly get through this. You taught us the halacha. We have here our Mabui, they come to the end of Mabui. We have here the Lechi. And the Lechi is Talon Amos. Okay, so this Lechi is Lechi Amosha and Dafne Shemabu. So it's moving along Dafne Shemabu. Hokus and Dalon Amos, it's moving Shemabu. So it's Lechi Dalon Amos and Lechi. It's been ready for the Shabbat. It's been ready for the Shabbat. That they not allowed to carry along the area of the left. That's what we learned in the room yesterday. We were doing the karmis. The width of the lefty itself is a karmis. So once this lefty is sold, we're going to have a lefty that's nasty. It's dalamos. So we do a dalamos. We also have a shaman shabuto, so it's not a lefty. It's dalamos. It's not a lefty. We are on a halach shaman learning class. Shaman learning shaman shaman. You know, they look at that water. They that's a lot. That's what we need. Then we do shvam the mesh of Mavi Arach. Once the floor, the smaller shiv of Mavi is down.